Yeah, they had us the first half. I'm not going to lie.
Oh, could be Wayne.
I think I got my swagger back. Oh, oh.
Woo-hoo! I love it, baby.
Them orange britches. Something about them orange britches.
Ball hit high in the air into right field. Going back is Sayre. And Tennessee can say hello, win column. A grand slam in the bottom of the ninth. You can't draw it up any better.
We just won a basketball game, and we're very happy right now.
Bruce McGrath for the win. He got it.
If you don't like college football, and you watch this one, I'm not sure what your problem is.
Reddit did to do, and welcome into More Important Issues. It is Thursday, April 25th. If you are tuning in live, hopefully you're multi-screening or, I don't know, watching the game on the big screen or us on the little screen or maybe the game on the little screen, us on the big screen. I don't know, whatever. You know, whatever floats your boat. We're good with either. Just glad you're here. You got to see an uninterrupted Christian Moore home run. That's 6 in 6 games. He's on fire. And I hope this just burns a fire. Not that Blake Burke's played bad by any means, but I would love to see him play a little catch up and then just go back and forth for the next however many games.
Yeah, I mean, I think Christian Moore, I would love to see them go back and forth. But Christian Moore, the way he's playing right now, is playing himself in contention for Golden Spikes Award. I know Charlie Condon, Jack Caglione, I get it. But, dude, the way he's playing right now, the way this team is playing right now, I mean, it's hard to really deny that. Look at the year Florida's having.
Yeah.
Georgia, I mean, they're ranked right now, but they're not top 10 in the country. I mean, if you're going the best player on the best team, I think that might be Christian Moore.
And baseball is kind of a fickle sport where it's hard to maintain this for an amount of time. Christian Moore's played well all year. The other two guys you named have played well all year. I mean, I think he's at least put himself in position where it's who has the best back third of the season now. He's I think that's something that he's put himself there. And so now there's a lot to do. It's not that like he has this clear shot at it, but I mean, if he keeps this up, it's going to be hard to deny him.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing is like there's still plenty of baseball left to overtake a Charlie Condon or a Jack Caglione. Now, he has to play basically how he's playing right now, but the way he's playing, he's playing like the best player in the country.
Yeah, and it's fun. I love it. He's wearing orange. Black and, tonight, and which is the cool ball. Because the helmets are pretty sweet.
Yeah, I like the helmets. I've actually got to see the helmets before. I really like the catcher's gear. I haven't got to see that yet.
It's sick. I do wish they had gone with the interlocking because they're probably never going to wear them with other jerseys.
Yeah,
I would think. So that would have been sweet.
I guess you could.
You could wear like blacks with. You could wear black helmets with the grays. I guess.
Or you could wear black. I like the. You could wear black with the orange and the gray the gray pants. I don't think that would look bad.
I'm willing to see it.
Okay.
Seems like just a lot of different colors. I guess it's the same with the gray jerseys, though. I don't know. It just seems like it's so close to black. That smoky gray is just like a shade away from black.
Yeah, I think what helps the pants is there's that like little gray or a black check on the gray pants.
Yeah,
you can go be like, okay, it matches.
Yeah, I agree. I mean,
poor Missouri, they're wearing these gray jerseys and like everybody is showing the ass sweat.
It's a hot one in Knoxville today. Kind of snuck up on us too. Started cool and then this afternoon just hit us.
Yeah, forgive me about the eye contact. I'm watching the game a little bit too. So
yeah, I did turn mine off, and my internet still says it's bad. So hopefully you can hear me and it's not grainy. I'm gonna see if I can at least follow along on my phone. I was gonna follow the NFL draft on my computer, but I'm scared to open up any windows the way it's acting tonight. Because yes, Tennessee baseball is happening right now, but it's also the NFL draft.
Yeah, the Thursday, NFL draft is like one of my favorite sporting events. Very underrated sporting event, in my opinion. A lot of people crap on it, but
I think it depends on the city. In terms of how great, it's always a fun night. Don't get me wrong. Always a fun day, lead up. I think the actual event itself, it depends on the city it's in.
Mm-hmm. I like them a lot more when you don't know who the first pick is going to be. When you know, it kind of like takes the fun out of it a little bit. But yeah, you get to enjoy kind of like, it's the night where college football and NFL just kind of merge.
Yeah, so in your mind, those guys are still college football players.
Yeah.
And
a lot of these guys that you see, maybe not tonight, but some, this might be the last time you ever hear of them.
It's a good point. That was pretty awfully mean to say of Caleb Williams, but
yeah.
I'm joking. It is funny how the last Bears quarterback pick, I guess I don't know if he was the last high, big profile guy that they took, was traded for next to nothing this offseason. And I kind of forgot that until a couple of days ago.
Yeah. And he's going to be a backup.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Everyone's acting like he's not going to be. So who knows?
Well, that's what they said, that he's not even going to be in contention for the, like, he was traded there to be the backup. Like, they already
gave. Right. And that's, they already gave what? Sorry.
That they already gave the starting job to Russell Wilson, which is insane. Right. I just, let him just, if Russell Wilson beats him, sure.
Sure, yeah.
And he might be a better quarterback. But at the end of the day, you can't just, like, give it to Russell Wilson. What did he do last year to earn that?
Have you met Russell Wilson? I thought it would be Russell Good Wilson ball. Just because I thought he would still be better than Justin Fields. But people, when he first got traded there, people were like, this is great. You'll have a young, talented, promising quarterback with a veteran behind him to help guide him. And I was like, behind him? So, I mean, it's definitely changed. That's not the case anymore. But, yeah. Anyways, thought that was interesting that we know what will happen to Caleb Williams. Also, will he sign with Chicago? I thought his dad was not going to let him play for a bad team because he thought he was Archie Manning. He's going to let him go to Chicago?
Yeah, I mean – Chicago's got a better defense than the last two college teams he played for, so I guess that's something.
Fair, but their offense.
Yeah, their offense isn't good at all. I don't even know who their receivers are.
They don't either. It's the fun of it. Who shows up on Sunday wearing our gear? You get to play. I guess let's get right into the show. And I mean, a lot of y'all are probably listening to this after the fact. So, I mean, I guess we can do more important issues after dark if you'd like as well. But we'll start in the portal. We'll start where things are good. Things are fine. Things are hot. The transfer portal, baby. The transfer portal in this scenario taketh. The transfer portal giveth. The Vol fans went from meltdown central 2 weeks ago. And now it's I don't listen to 99.1 often, but that's what my radio tuner is always set to. So before I get my phone going, that's what'll play. I got in the car today and I was just moving it somewhere, and so I left it on the radio. And someone wrote into Josh and Swain and said, if we get Chaz Lanier now, Final Four or bust, ? And I was like, oh my god. Like, we were just a week ago, we thought the world was coming down.
Oh, yeah.
And now we're talking Final Four or bust before we even officially get a guy.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I love and hate
him. Yeah. And with the score, like, there is, I think with Dalton Connect, I think now everybody's not expecting that output. But having a guy kind of lead your team in scoring, and it has to be some of those guys in the transfer portal or Zakai is going to be your leading scorers.
Did you say you think people You think people will expect that? How'd you word that?
Yeah, I think people's going to he might be given a little bit of false hope to what we can expect out of the portal.
Brother, I can promise you he is. I promise you.
I was trying to be nice.
Also, the Chicago Bears are officially on the clock. Happy okay. NFL draft. Awesome. But yeah, no, it's been quite the turnaround. The Vols today got good news, great news on the front. And I do have a question about it, but Ohio State transfer, Felix Okpara. Is that how you say
Okpara, it? Yeah, good job.
Okpara, 6'11", center. He is originally out of he's originally from
Nigeria.
He's from Hamilton Heights by way of Nigeria, which is a private school in Chattanooga. And if that rings a bell, did Tennessee just hit a grand slam? No. Three-run homer.
You're ahead of me. Don't do that.
Oh, sorry. I'm a Hulu well, you tell me what happens because I had to catch up. anyways, and if a center from Hamilton Heights tickles your fancy, that just means you're an Uroš Plavšić fan and also a transfer. So a lot of exciting stuff happening there. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to bring the mood down. But people also loved Uroš this year all of a sudden. So I don't know where we stand on Uroš, full disclosure.
Yeah, there's one guy.
What could this team have been with Uroš Plavšić? I mean, it would have been so much better.
There's a guy every week tell me, like, dude, if we just had Uroš to get after Edie, we would have won that game.
Do they know he could have stayed one more year? Good Lord. He did average 6.5, a little over 6.5 points per game, 6.5, a little under 6.5 rebounds per game, 83 block shots. That's the stat I'm looking for. Points, yeah. Great. Rebounds, great. Rim protector.
He had more block shots by himself last year than Tennessee did as a team,
which is pretty crazy because was your main one, but I feel like you had a lot of guys that created kind of chaos down low and did it. So that does surprise me a little bit that Tennessee had less than 83.
Dude, how about Cal Stark in the 9-hole, baby?
There it is. Cal Stark, 3-run homer.
Also, I'm so far behind.
Yeah. I mean, you're behind. To be fair, you're behind you're behind the game cast. I'm not watching it. I have it. Just streaming here, or not streaming. That's not the right way.
Like not caught up on my TV either. So
thank you, Scott. You're right. The baseball team is playing Missouri. We might need to end this. I forgot.
Somebody asked anybody playing tonight.
I think that I've got to assume that was sarcasm.
It's got to be.
They asked that while we were talking about the very baseball game that is happening right now. We go live on Thursdays, okay, and we're creatures of habit, so we're going to watch and enjoy, and you can watch and enjoy with us, and then we're also going to talk about other Tennessee news. This is actually what we do when we watch games anyways.
Yeah,
we obviously talk about the game happening, but we'll also talk about what we tangent. So you're just enjoying that said tangent with
us. This is just a little filler because there's not a lot going on. You have a baseball game that we can't really talk about yet because it's not over. And then you just got the transfer portal. So this is a good filler to get a whole show in. So this is
also blame this stupid Thursday schedule, which I do. I'm not hating on it. I mean, I get to see Drew being pitched tomorrow night, so I'm not going to complain.
Oh yeah. Felix. Felix.
Yes. Dude. Okay. Here's my kind of million-dollar question. Does he get listed as a forward on this roster? Because I don't think Tennessee's had a center since Rick Barnes has been here. I just list someone as a center. By God, please.
I mean, the dude didn't shoot a single three this entire
time. Uroš was listed as a forward.
He didn't make a single three, I guess. So I'm going to say that, yeah, he's a center.
Just one time, Rick. Do us a favor.
Was Stokes listed as a center?
Probably, but that was before Barnes.
Right. I'm trying to remember the last time we had Kyle Alexander should have been a center.
Adu should have been a center.
Yeah. Adu could shoot
inside 15 feet, sure.
Yeah.
But that's just a modern five, right?
But he's going somewhere else where he can be a power forward because he wants to shoot threes.
Yeah, well, let me know when he can dribble competently. I'm glad he wants to shoot. How about put the ball on the floor?
Yeah.
Competently.
Here's the thing, like, I mean, if you're adding Dubar, you're adding, I mean, obviously Zakai, Jamal Mayshak. If you get Chaz Lanier from North Florida, who averaged almost 20 points per game, that's – you don't need Felix to come in and, you know, have 12, 13 points a game like Adu did. Now, if he wants to score that, cool. Awesome.
We'll take it.
Catch some lobs. You know, go a little bit faster than you do in the Big Ten, and maybe he scores a little bit more in that. Run the floor and do some of that. But, like, his job is to protect the rim and, you know, pick and roll stuff. And I think that's a good – like, Tennessee needed that losing Adu.
Yeah.
You know, you might give up some scoring, but – you know, a guy that averages 2.4 blocks per game isn't going to shy away from any contact, in my opinion.
Yeah, and I think the way this team is, they need somebody real physical down low. That's honestly, everybody wants to knock Adu shooting this year. Before the NCAA tournament, he shot fine.
Yeah.
Like that, you're looking at the lat, and I get it. It's the most glaring one. You don't want that in March. My biggest knock on him the entire season was the physicality. And I think they went out and found a physical guy. So
yeah,
that's huge.
And it showed up with Adu against like quality bigs. You know, when a team didn't have a quality big, it was fine. You know, you didn't need the physicality, but in games against Purdue and North Carolina and Mississippi State, like, you need a physical big. And unfortunately, we played Adu because I don't really know, like, the perfect, I don't know, like, equation to, like, do you play Tobe in this game or do you play Adu more? I don't know, but you could have used Tobe in more of those games than I think you did. And I don't know if that had...
Well, Tobe could never go the length for a number of reasons. One of those being foul trouble. You used him the right amount in the Texas game. And a game that I think Adu started out very, very poor against a physical group of bigs.
Yeah.
There really wasn't one. Started out poor, but I thought he finished pretty strong. I mean, you also have those two foul shots he knocks down at the end. But just as a five, I thought he finished strong. But that's another thing for – I don't know. I didn't look at Felix Akpara's – how he managed foul trouble. But that was the one problem in games that you would probably rather have Tobe Awaka playing, your most physical one. You couldn't – you had to balance Adu, who was overall, in my opinion, the better big when you look at the whole thing. You had to play him, and – you don't necessarily want to get in that. You want your most physical guy to also be smart and be able to stay out of foul trouble.
Yeah. Yeah, foul trouble. I mean, he fouled out three or four games this past season. One was against Purdue, shocker.
I was about to ask what he did against Purdue. Yeah. What did he do against Purdue? What did he have, just out of curiosity?
He had one block. He only played 16 minutes, didn't score a point.
All right, well, back to the drawing board.
I'm trying to look.
Good news is Zach Edey is not there. We'll find the next 7-4 terrorist that'll attack the Vols soon. But
it won't be him. Yeah, I just think this is a good pickup for what you lost. And also just like having size is like huge. And like when Adu wasn't as physical, it just like him being 6'11", like it felt like he was 6'5" against quality.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
By the way,
go ahead.
Go straight, you're good.
No, you stay on the Adu track. I was about to.
Oh. Yeah, I just think that's a big gift for for Tennessee to replace some of that. And I think if he is in foul trouble, it doesn't kill you like it did with Adu, because he's not a huge scorer. Mm-hmm. Like, Adu was your second leading scorer behind Dalton. So I think it's not going to hurt you more if he's in foul trouble. Yeah, you don't want him to be in foul trouble, but when Adu is in foul trouble, you know, the offense just didn't run as smoothly.
Right. Right. And the last thing I was going to add on, I would still take Tobey Awaka back. It's not going to happen now. The longer this goes on, the more it's not going to happen.
Yeah.
But I would just like to note that I would still want Tobey Awaka back.
Yeah, Felix Okpara isn't coming here and sitting on the bench. Sorry. They played
Awaka. How do you want to try to make? I want Tobey back. Awaka, Tobey back. I want to Tobey back. I want to Tobey back. That's it. That's it.
Yeah, it would be nice. But yeah, the longer it goes, yeah, I think you're.
Yeah, ain't gonna happen.
And especially if you get Igor.
Which is an awesome name.
Yeah, the Charlotte transfer. I mean, he's 6'10". Like, I mean, it's going to be the same position Tobey was in before. So,
yeah.
It is what it is.
So, the name Igor just reminded me, because I think in Bert Kreischer's stand-up, I think the two gang members are Igor and Igor. did you see why am I blanking on his name?
It reminds me of like a character in like Thor, and Eeyore had a baby, and that was now Igor.
That you just pulled that out of nowhere.
Yeah. That's just what it makes me think of.
did you see Jokic's? How do you say that? Jokic. Possessively though.
The Jokers.
Yeah, his brother's just getting him an all-out brawl at the Lakers game the other night.
Yeah,
that's how I got there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Credit, he looks like the next person that Rocky will fight in the next Rocky movie.
Credit, the dude ate that punch. He didn't move it. And the bigger brother is the one who threw the punch.
Yeah.
That dude should get Lakers tickets for life for eating that punch.
Also, I want to know, like, did it make him bleed? If it didn't, like, you got to think, is
soft.
The Joker's brother's kind of soft. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you had the high ground and you're a huge human being, and still to make the guy bleed or like really flinch or anything, it's a bad look.
I'd be pretty upset if I got punched like that and had nothing to show for it. People wouldn't believe it. Give me a black eye. Luckily, some broken nose.
Random person is filming two sections over.
Right. Right. I don't know what's come of that. That is wild to me that one of the best players in the NBA's brothers are just getting in fights in the stands. And it's not talked about that much. Like, yeah, it's like, relatively hush-hush.
Why are they not in, like, a box?
I feel like the Nuggets should build them a box for just them to, because this isn't their first. Probably not. I don't think this is their first physical altercation, but they've definitely gotten into verbal altercations before.
Hmm. Maybe in a box, it's like, because it's in Denver, it's like too hard to breathe.
That makes sense.
Yeah, for them.
That makes sense.
I don't even know if that game was in Denver now that we talk about it.
I think that game was in LA.
Well, that's why they weren't in a box.
I could be completely wrong.
that's funny.
I thought I remember it was in LA.
Well, that's why they weren't in a box.
Apparently they were fine to attend the next game. Don't most people get suspended from games when they
don't most people go to jail?
Yes.
I mean, are we scared to imprison the Jokic brothers?
Where are they from again?
Is it Serbia?
That sounds right, but I thought it was even more of a weird country.
Serbia. Yeah, he's from Serbia.
Yeah. Okay. I don't think they have anybody like the – you know how we traded Brittany Griner for the Merchant of Death.
Yeah, terrible trade. I don't know what was the worst.
Think Serbia has that was. I mean, you got to get at least like some futures on that.
Yeah, I mean,
like the next double agent.
That was like the Panthers trading away their first pick for and all their best players for.
I don't know if like it's not a bad trade if you just get at least one future double agent back in it. Mm-hmm. Like the next double agent captured immediately comes back to us. I don't think it's a bad trade right then and there.
Yeah, or just be like, hey, like anytime we have a fugitive or any person that you imprison that we say, hey, we want back or one in our custody, we get them.
Right. Yeah, I agree. Also, we got to stop acting so desperate about it. I think that was the problem with the Brittany Griner trade. We put it all over the news that we wanted her. They had the upper hand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We should have given him Nicolas Cage. I take that back. I don't want him to go to Russia. But he played the Merchant of Death in a movie. We should be like, this is the guy you're talking about, right? This is we've had in jail for years.
We should put what's his name? Schofield. Prison Break. The guy from Prison Break.
I was like, what? It's like, how did he crossfire?
We should have sent him over to be imprisoned and escape with Brittany Griner. That should have been how we had done it. Then we didn't owe them anything. They owed us for trying to get her back.
Right. Brittany Griner should have just been like, every chance, or like her family should be like, yeah, we've talked to Brittany. She says prison over there is awesome. She says she doesn't ever want to come home. Like, this place is great. And they'd be like, no, we're not. They don't want their prison to get a bad name. They don't want their prisons to look soft.
Yeah.
They played it wrong. They were all acting like it was the worst situation ever. And it probably was. But they shouldn't have said that publicly.
Yeah.
You don't, when you want traded from a team, you don't go out and say you want traded. You get nothing for it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, sorry. This is a wild tangent.
Jazz Lanier?
Four nothing. Wouldn't that be fantastic, man?
It's crazy, his story. Apparently, he was 5'6" in his freshman year of high school basketball.
Feel that, brother.
And he kind of worked his way up and had two offers out of high school, and it was North Florida and Campbell. And went there, didn't play his freshman year. His sophomore year, barely played, averaged 4.7 points his sophomore year. Averaged 4.5 points his junior year, was just behind some guys. And then his senior year just goes all out and averages almost 20 a game, 4.8 rebounds per game, 51% from the field, 44% from three. I mean, he was just – I think he had four or five games where he scored over 30 points. I mean, he was phenomenal. And from the Nashville area, went to Innsworth. So I think this is a big get, you know, just kind of replace some of that scoring, some of that, stuff. We just hit another home run. Who is that? Oh yeah. Billy Ball.
Strong.
Let's go.
The pitcher knew it too. That's how I knew all of a sudden. I was like, watch the mound. Gone.
Little dong punch.
What a hit. It came back into play.
Give it back to the pitcher. Here's your souvenir.
Billy freaking.
Give me a first rounder.
Hey, I told you he'd be back. This series. I didn't say this series, but I said it.
Yeah,
not his best weekend. Yeah, not his best weekend last weekend, but doesn't matter.
Yeah, back to it.
I want to know what that coat smells like now. I mean, I don't want to smell it myself. I just want someone to describe it.
Yeah, surely somebody's washed it, right? Or do you?
I hope not. You can't wash that.
Maybe. Do you get a new one every year?
No, I think you just – I think you do wash it once a season before it starts.
Hmm.
That's it. Chaz Lanier, I think, is the closest you get to Dalton Connect, like possibility of a Dalton Connect. So, please.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm not saying it happens.
Yeah, I mean, like, you want to see him. Like, he had some pretty good games against LSU, I think Georgia as well. Want to see what he can do against, you know, that some of those, I don't know, top tier teams. But sees the court well. He seems to be fast against the teams he's playing now. I don't know how that translates, but
right.
You know, we didn't think Dalton Knecht translated that much either, and he was actually better than what he was at Northern Colorado. So I don't know. I still don't understand that. Are you like, yeah, second team Big Sky, and then we're going to go first team unanimous All-American.
That's how it works. It makes sense.
Something in the orange, right?
All right, Megan.
All right. Yeah, that's kind of all I got from the transfer portal. I mean, I feel like Tennessee's done a good job. You know, still got some open spots left, but, you know, who knows if they go to Serbia and get some random guy named maybe another Igor's in Serbia just waiting to be discovered by Tennessee staff. Who knows?
Yeah, do it. Why not? Yeah, I feel like real quick, I think Tennessee's done a good job of addressing needs. They're sure there's some more needs to be met. One of those, replacing Dalton Knecht, is virtually impossible. Love to see him try. But I think so far you can't be complaining about how the transfer portal's played out for Rick Barnes and his staff. So go add some gravy and let's have a just give us some hope in 2024, 2025, please. This past season was so much fun. I want next season to be fun too.
Yeah. And it is kind of weird. You had a team just kind of full of returners. And then you added in Dalton Knecht, who's phenomenal, but it was a very familiar team. And then this year it's like brand spanking new. So it's just different. Might take a while, but it should be fun.
There still are some familiar faces, which is nice. It's not a brand spanking new. Yeah. It's not brand spanking new. A little bit different from the transfer portal, but still recruiting. Speaking of big gets, Josh Heupel and the staff continuing to really impress, especially with wide receivers and freshman wide receivers. Rodarius Jackson's pretty good, right? I mean, I don't think that's far-fetched to say.
Yeah, dude.
I know it's controversial.
A late bloomer. But he's just jumped up the rankings, and On3 has him now as the number 80 overall player in the country and plays 7-on-7 with George McIntyre and, you know, just doesn't go to a big school in Sheffield and Memphis. I think he was a 3A Mr. Football award winner. But just kind of like is hidden away there in Memphis in 3A and just kind of went to a camp and, you know, they liked him and he just kind of shot up from there. And I mean, have you watched his highlight tape?
It's fun.
Oh my God. It's fun. Oh my, buy stock now. Also, he's 16 years old. He's not even 17 years old yet.
Yeah. Wow. I did not know how young he was. Wow.
Yeah. So
is he technically, when does he turn 17?
He will be.
He'll still be like too young. In terms of like, shouldn't he technically be a sophomore? Because we're in April.
Yeah, I think he'll. When he gets on campus, he will still be 17 years old.
I guess this age group. I guess you can turn 17 as late as like August. So never mind. Yeah, that makes sense. Okay. Do you know when his 17th birthday is?
I do not know when his birthday is.
Okay.
But yeah, super young. And I mean, he just seems like he's got to go up and get the football. He's got that little cut to him. I mean, he's not just like a jitterbug, kind of like Squirrel White. He's not a fart in a skillet, but the dude can move. And he just plays like you want a wide receiver to play. Super aggressive, goes against the football, and Again, just another solid get.
Yeah, absolutely.
For Tennessee. And wide receivers, dude. You better jump in. If you want in to play receiver at Tennessee, you better go ahead and make it official because there's not going to be a lot of spots left.
Yeah, you mentioned that last show before. I mean, I know things were trending well for Tennessee for Rodarius Jackson, but, I mean, before it was even official, you mentioned the if you're a young wide receiver, you're going to want to get in now while you can.
Yeah. For sure, yeah. And just beating Ole Miss for guys, too, is just fun.
Oh, Lane Kiffin's got some excuse. Don't worry.
He might get Tyler Barron back. Who knows? Or Wesley Walker, I guess. I mean, good Lord. What a
– Has Tyler Barron been, like, tied to any school yet?
Somebody said – some – I think On Three guys said, I wouldn't be surprised if he ends up back at Ole Miss.
Oh, okay. I thought you were about to say back at Tennessee. I was like, wait, what?
Yeah, no.
That's exciting, man. I'm obviously getting fired up for this football season. I think about football season just about it. I mean, I'm in the moment where I start thinking, even if it's just for a second, like every day, I'm like, football season's going to be fun. Or like mornings, like this morning when it felt good, I was like, I can't wait to be sitting in a lawn chair watching TV in a parking lot. Right off the banks of the Tennessee River with a cold Miller Lite in my hand, maybe a hot coffee in the other.
Mimosa. Just
talking ball with the boys.
Oh yeah. Watching game day.
Oh, Pat McAfee's butt naked on my screen doing backflips.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
I mean, he's close to getting butt naked on game day. He's taking his shirt off a couple times.
Yeah. His tank tops, the straps are getting thinner and thinner.
Yeah. All right. I mean, anything else? I guess you want to talk about the series, or you just want to?
I do want to mention like the draft a little bit with the Tennessee players. You know, for sure, Jalen Wright gets drafted at some point. Who knows when that'll be? Second, third round, maybe fourth. Does Joe Milton get drafted? I don't know. Kamal Haddon. Maybe, but those might be the only ones. I would love to see McAllen Castles. I just think that's a tough, unless you're a top tier tight end, like it's hard to get drafted. I would
He is a guy though. McAllen will definitely be a guy that you see get signed tonight. He'll be going to a mini camp, I think.
Yeah. Well, this weekend. Yeah.
Or yeah. Sorry. Not.
Yeah.
You know, after the
you can sign the knot, baby. Sorry. Hey, we're not going to draft you, but you're in. I just think that's going to be somebody a team probably like falls in love with. Like they're like, man, I'm so glad we signed him after the draft. I mean, we'll see about the other two. I don't. There's so many quarterbacks ahead of Joe Milton, and man, you just look at like last year who all got drafted.
Right.
Donnell Wright, Cedric Tillman, Jalen Hyatt, Hendon Hooker. I mean, that was a phenomenal class. And then this year you might have one guy drafted. I mean,
I can see
it kind of tells a lot of like how much we actually lost last season.
Right. And I could see Joe Milton going late where teams just kind of I don't want to say don't know what to do. That's not the right way to say it, but kind of
they throw a dart at the wall and whoever it lands on, that's who we're going with.
Well, that it's just like they don't see a position where they get a ton of help with this draft pick. So it's like, let's take the freakishly athletic quarterback and roll the dice. Like, why not? He's certainly a guy, regardless, that gets invited to a rookie mini camp after tonight. Or after this weekend. Maybe tonight, too. I don't know. Maybe they're all going tonight. Who knows?
Everybody's going tonight.
The first three guys off the board were quarterbacks, and then Marvin Harrison Jr. to the Cardinals, which I just – like, vintage, like, let him – just let him be Larry, like a Larry Fitz like guy. Like that was some. I'm not an Arizona fan by any means. Definitely a Larry Fitz fan. Just feels nostalgic. Feels like childhood. Guy with dreads in an Arizona Cardinal uniform.
Yeah, gotta be
pitching footballs.
Also, oof. Cardinals, that's rough.
It is. Also, as I was saying, Arizona Cardinals uniforms, have they historically had some of – I feel like they don't get talked about enough for having some of the worst uniforms in football.
Yeah, that's true. And, dude, their stadium, awesome.
Yeah, their stadium is awesome.
They're like – where they're at in Glendale, awesome. But, yeah. Dude, that – yeah, those uniforms are horrendous. But their team is also horrendous, so – works out.
All right. Anything else there?
No, Panthers don't have a first round pick. So
good. Good.
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah. They suck. we did the Brittany Griner trade.
They got Brittany Griner?
I mean,
that's big.
I don't know if that makes us any better or worse. So, yeah, this Missouri team.
Speaking of women's basketball, real quick, people are shocked Caitlin Clark didn't take some random $50 million is a lot of money. Don't get me wrong. Yeah. But if you want to be a basketball player, you don't go play in Ice Cube's. Is it still a 3-on-3 league?
Yeah.
You don't go play in that. It's the same argument as live in PGA. Like, I'm personally probably not turning it down because I don't have a lot of money. But if I want to be a golfer and I want to win real trophies and play golf, I'm playing on the PGA Tour.
Yeah. You're making a lot of money.
Right. And she's going to make a lot of money from endorsements.
Sure.
And she wants to play basketball. She doesn't want to play whatever that is.
Yeah, her shoe deal blew her contract out of the water. Right. Yeah, she's going to be just fine.
Hey.
Oh, yeah. Did you see where the reporter apologized?
Yeah, and apparently that article is even weirder, where he was like, I'm just an awkward guy, and you're like, no shit. You're a creep.
He's like, that was so unacceptable. I'm like, so you admit you're being creepy.
But like, good he said that, but God, you got to know that before you do it.
Yeah. And you just kept going. It wasn't like you made one comment and you're like, oh, probably shouldn't have said that.
Yeah.
That's true. Kept on and kept on.
What does he say? You do that to me and we'll be just fine.
Yeah.
That sounds like a threat.
Like, you like that? You like that? That's what Caitlin Clark should have done.
I like that she was very, like, visibly creeped out by that. I love that.
She was like, I know this is my first day as a professional athlete, but good God.
Yeah. She's like, I don't get paid $75,000 for this.
Yeah. All right. Let's get on to baseball real quick, and then we'll get you guys out of here so we can get on to this game. Tennessee's up 5-0 in the bottom of the fourth. One out right now. Missouri. Not a great baseball team. I think they've competed better than a lot of people thought they would. I think that's because they have some good pitchers. That whole staff is pretty solid. You can tell by the low scoring affairs that they have. They don't get blown out a whole lot. Don't get run ruled very often. They lose a lot of one run baseball games, but they're in a lot of those one run baseball games. You know, it's just Their lineup doesn't really help them out at all. You see a lot of them getting shut out, scoring one run. So their pitching staff is definitely keeping them in it. But the way Tennessee's playing right now, I mean, this should be a sweep, and this is when you want to sweep. Tony Vitello included. I don't know if you got to see his press conference, but he was very direct, I guess.
Well, I could tell he was upset because I don't know if he thought we had context, but he kind of just like started like angrily saying stuff.
He kind of let his emotions just go, and then he was like, man, maybe I shouldn't say that, but also, like, I'm going to say it. He doesn't like Missouri.
Right.
That's the gist of it. He doesn't like Missouri, doesn't like that, you know, when he was there, that head coach, I think is at Jacksonville State now. And he went and got AJ Causey from them. So, yeah, he just doesn't like Missouri at all, and rightfully so. And they kind of embarrassed Tennessee last year. So I think this is one where let's embarrass them back.
Talk to him.
Hunter Ansley. Get going, baby. He had a good bunt earlier in the game, move runners over. You like that?
You mentioned no blowouts, and I didn't want to say it, but I'll say it now. Never too late to start.
Yeah. Thanks for coming out.
The boys got class tomorrow. They want to go home early. But yeah, so exciting series though. Feel like Tennessee is trending well, and they're about to really get in the meat of it. So I feel like win. Yes, of course. But if you can win three games this series, I feel like your confidence just goes through the roof. I mean, I think they're feeling it now, especially after last weekend and the way they performed since opening the season, opening SEC play, excuse me. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think them just having this kind of scoring output that they have has gotten to see some, you know, different guys in different situations, especially pitching wise, to get them some confidence. You know, Marcus Phillips got the pitch last week against Kentucky, pitched in the Tuesday night game. He had Colby Backus get his first start. I know there'd been some struggling right there with Hunter Ansley and, you know, Reese Chapman, Dalton Bargo having a tough time of it too. But they got Colby Backus to start and hit a home run and hit the ball pretty well. So I don't know if that was kind of a warning shot of like, hey, like, there is another guy that we can put in this lineup if somebody doesn't do anything. And then Hunter Ansley goes and has a nice bunt and then hits a home run in the fourth. So love to see that.
Love to see it. Love to see it.
Also, this Missouri team swept Florida, if we just want to throw that out there. Pretty horrible.
I don't feel bad for Florida, but I think if there was someone that was unbiased here, they would feel bad for Florida listening to the podcast the last few weeks, because without prompt, you just shit on Florida, which I love. It's just funny.
Yeah.
That's the second time you mentioned how horrible Florida is this episode. We're not playing Florida. It doesn't make any sense. They're not in contention with us.
I mean, it kind of reminds me a little bit of Kelly Harper having Rekia Jackson getting drafted fourth overall and losing in the second round of the tournament. That's kind of what it felt like to me.
Fair.
Like, Jack Caglione is like one of the best players in college baseball, and he's hitting a home run like every at bat, it feels like, and they still suck because their pitching is horrible.
Yeah.
And Sully, you're still short. So,
mentioned Blake Burt's hitting streak last week, which does need to continue tonight for this to even be possible. But we do have, including tonight's game, 17 games left in the regular season, which, if my math's correct, you have at least three in the regional, at least two in the supers. That puts you at 22. You could have up to five in Hoover?
Yeah. So they just showed a highlight, and I don't have the sound on. I was like, dude, did we just hit another one? It was earlier.
Same bomb. So, yeah, if you make it to Omaha, play well in Hoover, and Blake Burke has a hit through every single one of those games, he could break a so-called unbreakable record.
Okay, I'm in. He's five away from the home runs in a season?
Blake is?
Christian Moore, sorry.
Christian Moore. Okay.
Yeah. No, he's four away now because he hit one tonight. Yeah. Four away.
Let's do it, Christian.
Sonny Cortez.
Do it.
All right.
Hey, we'll be there tomorrow night. And Landon said he would get you a hot dog from the MVP room. So none of those crappy concession dogs. We're talking most valuable dog. He'll get you one, and you just have to go on camera and do a Lindsay Nelson dog review. So come find us.
Yeah, you got
to
come up.
Where will we be?
We'll be in left field.
We'll be in left field. Where at in left field? Like the new stands?
Yeah, the new stands.
Okay. Be getting rowdy in left field. A little couple IPAs. You know what I'm talking about. Yeah. Come find us. And we'll do a dog review.
All right. Most important.
Nope.
Stupidity. Stupidity for me.
Here, you want to listen to this? I can't get videos to like upload from my phone because of the format of it, but you want to listen to this real quick. I believe this is Creighton, Charleston Southern, maybe? Or not Charleston Southern, oh my gosh, Coastal Carolina.
Okay.
Jam jobs tonight, 2-2. I've seen a lot of jam jobs tonight, 2-2 pitch. There's a little one fisted out to left center for a base hit. A leadoff single for Kyle Hess. And for the second time tonight, with two strikes going the other way.
How many sexual innuendos did that guy just put in there?
Dang.
Yeah, just not a good time to be on camera there.
Hmm. Hate to see it.
Oh, I loved it. I don't know why it was stupidity. I guess just because sometimes you when you're talking to a mic a lot, you say really dumb things.
Yeah, I don't think this is a stupidity either, but I have to mention it because I think I'll forget if I try to wait till the next episode. Corey, the LSU baseball fan that I guess like had a glove just in case, he said he brings a glove every time, and Tommy White just smokes one like 109 off the bat and hits him right in the forehead.
He is dumber than was before. I think you could fit a stupidity in there. Yeah, he ate that though. Kind of like Jokic brothers.
It's like, dude, if it's coming at you and you think like there might be a possibility I don't catch this ball, I'm getting the heck out of the way.
Yeah, but to be fair, if he just drops that and that's it, he doesn't get the kind of pub he's gotten. That's good publicity for eating that home run,
dude. Did you see the freaking? Oh. Well, it literally almost like. People were like, yeah, that almost gave me a haircut. Like, it literally cut his hair off.
I like that he said, yeah, it felt like a 109 mile per hour home run. I'm like, no freaking kidding.
I was like, dude, it couldn't have been anybody else. It had to be Tommy White, who actually scorches the ball every time he hits it. It was weird. He said, he was definitely concussed. He said, I'll go get Tommy to sign it for me, maybe kiss my boo-boo.
He called it something else. He called it like a Bobo or something like that. And I was like, is that how they say it? Or is he just being extra Cajun?
Oh, yeah. He might have been Cajun. Who knows?
I was like, I've never heard a boo-boo called I think it was a Bobo or something like that. That was weird.
Also, I got one more. Did you see where Aaron Boone got tossed from the Yankees game? And it wasn't even him that said anything. It was a fan behind him.
That was fantastic. And then the umpire, he's explaining, the umpire goes, I don't care. And I was like, no, you don't get to say that.
Yeah, you do care. So
I like that the fan seemed almost proud. Like he was a little like, oh shit at first. And then he was like, nah, that was, I kind of got ejected from this game since he,
yeah.
It also reminded me of this time that I was coaching club soccer. And I was a head coach. My assistant was a gentleman that was much older than me. So if you just saw us, you would assume he's the head coach and I'm the assistant, and I'm getting on to a ref. And the ref comes over to me and he goes, I don't talk to assistant coaches. You're done. I said, well, I'm the head coach, so you are going to talk to me. And I was like, kind of reminded me of that, where, because my assistant coach had already been getting on to him and he was talking to him. And then I got on to him. And yeah, so.
I am.
Who do you think you are? My last stupidity here. Well, some GM in the NFL draft is going to do something absurdly stupid. But my last one is Pell City football. I don't know the story, but Coach Probst from 2 Days, he apparently was voted on to be fired by the school board, which it failed. He's not fired. I don't know what he did. Just pick one. He's probably did something worth firing. But then their quote unquote official account tweeted out today, Coach Probst walking into practice this morning. And, I don't know like who it's a video of. I didn't see it. I didn't watch it, but it's like someone walking in with like swagger with his head posted on it. And I was like, he just got voted on to the school board to be fired. It's not like he just had a heart attack and now he's like back. Like he probably did something. And the official football account tweeted out, which I need to. Do you know what he did by chance?
Huh.
Rush Probst is insane, by the way. I mean, if you don't know,
somebody tweeted, they're like, how is Rush Probst like the most famous person I've never heard of?
Why has this person not heard of her?
I think he was saying more of like most famous, maybe I worded that incorrectly. Most famous person that might not exist. And it's like, you know, you don't like hear anything about Rush Probst until like something crazy happens. And it's like, right. Oh, there's that guy that was on 2 Days.
It sounds like, I mean, this could be a prop job that Rush Probst paid for, but it really does sound like maybe he wasn't really fired or wanted to be fired for any reason.
All right. Well,
I can't show the video again because I can't upload videos. It's very incredibly frustrating. Did you see that video of the fan storming the field? It was.
Yeah.
Did you notice anything in said video? What do you notice? Anything kind of like odd to you?
No, I can't see your screen too. It's kind of grainy. Did he hump him?
No. So that dude that you thought humped him, this guy dressed like a fan is just out there. So you have the security guards all in khakis, a dark blue shirt. This guy in shorts and a light blue jacket is out there doing like the WWE ref count on the ground. And oh, yeah, what I can view, it looks like another fan stormed the field to do that. And they're just ignoring him. He doesn't look like he's a part of security at all.
I was citizen arresting him. Yeah. It's fine. I'm allowed to be here.
I was like, that's kind of genius. You just run out there like you're a security guard and chase him around.
That's Dwight Schrute.
Exactly. Yeah. Not now, Dwight. All right. Now that's it. That's all I got then.
All right. Guys, go check out Roback, roback.com. Use promo code More Important Issues, 20% off your first purchase. They just have the best clothing. That's all I'm going to keep it at tonight. So if you want to have the best clothing, go check them out. Again, More Important Issues, promo code to get 20% off your first purchase. Guys, thank y'all for listening. Go Vols. If y'all want a hot dog tomorrow at the game, hit up your boys, and we'll make that happen. We'll do a dog review. And we're bringing the boat in as we turn a double play, and we're out.